Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. In today's lesson, you will learn what I believe to be the foundation to all personal and professional achievement. One of my favorite books is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. In this book, he said, "Desire is the starting point of all achievement." And for many years, I believed that to be true. But over the last couple years, I have begun to question whether desire really is the starting point. Yes, it is absolutely essential, but is there something that precedes it, something that actually is the foundation to achieving success? Throughout my career, I have personally coached hundreds of hopeful entrepreneurs. One of the first things I would do is help them define their goals and desires. This seemed like the logical starting point. But what I found most intriguing was when it was time for these people to employ the discipline required to do what they knew they should do to achieve those goals, most of them wouldn't do it. One study I read years ago indicated that out of every 100 people that get a real estate license, only one renewed it the following year. The other 99 quit. These experiences have caused me to question why people who have the desire for something do not follow through. While I have many theories, I believe the root cause is this. What they desired was not important enough to them to do the necessary things required to be successful. Think about it. So why am I spending your valuable time teaching this lesson? Because I firmly believe that if you're going to enjoy greater personal and professional success, you must stop wasting your time pursuing the things you think are important and start focusing your efforts on the things you know are important. It's a small but critical distinction. Let me offer this challenge to you. Take a few minutes right now and make a list of the things that are truly important to you. This won't be difficult because those things will immediately come to mind. To give you an example, here are the categories on my list: wife, children, parents, siblings, grandson, friends, health, financial security, fulfillment, spiritual life, and fun. Your list might include categories such as job, church, community service, travel, education, or hobby. After completing your list, go back over it and prioritize it according to what's most important, followed by the second most important, and so on until your list is prioritized. When you are done, you will have a prioritized list of what's most important to you, a good thing to know. As you go through this process, be honest with yourself. Don't put something at the top of the list that really isn't the most important. No one has to see this list. If you're going to move your life forward, you can't play games with yourself and pretend that things are different than they really are. If you sincerely want to enjoy a more successful and fulfilling life, take 5 minutes right now and do this short exercise. From my years of experience, I now believe identifying what's most important to you is the starting point to all achievement. What do you think? I'd enjoy reading your comments in the section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. I want to leave you today with this thought. Live your life by design, not default. Start by determining the things important to you.